Hello, this is Tom Heck. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2015, and you have dialed into an IATF special call on a particular team building game. This call could be very short, and or it could go as, well, I don't know, I think maybe as long as 30 minutes, I'm guessing. And what the goal of the call is today is to share a team building activity that I have been using of late, maybe for the last year, with various groups. And so this activity is called the Trust V activity. And I'm going to show you a twist on it. And if you have your screen, if you're able to view the screen, I see some people are using, are joining our call using their computer, and others are using their phone. If you're using your phone, you won't be able to see the images. You'll just have to trust me. And then I am going to share documents, and I'm putting a small document piece together for just this group. I'm probably not going to send this out to the larger IATF community, mostly because I'm putting I've been working on a new book, and this activity is going to appear in that new book. So let's get started. And if you have questions or comments initially, you can write them in the chat window. And then I'll also unmute the group and then see if we can get some questions. If I were to unmute everyone right now, because there looks like there are, let's see, 10, 23 people, 23 people who are on the call right now. And if I unmuted everyone, it would probably be too loud. 24 people who are now on the call. So let's get started. I'm sharing an image right now that is a image of a what's called, I call the Trust V activity. And now many of you who are familiar with or have been on adventure learning courses or using initiatives, this type of thing, I was first introduced to this activity in a wilderness setting where cables were attached to three trees. And so imagine, instead of duct tape on the ground making a giant letter V, you had cables that were maybe 2 feet, 3 feet off the ground, and people climbed onto those cables. And they were in the shape of a V, and they would work their way out. The idea is, and I'm going to advance the images here, if I can get this, on to the next one. As the participants start at the smaller part of the V, they are able to move out and lean in on each other and go further and further together, and the group works to spot them, and that you see going on in this picture. And again, I recognize some of you have called into this without the ability to see the images, and you'll have to either ask questions or you're going to have to download the documents once I post them. I'm going to be posting them for a short period of time today at the IATF website, so you can get them. And then I'm going to take them down. I'm going to not keep them, make them available for very long. Okay, so this is the Trust V activity. And I have been using it with duct tape on the ground, or actually not just duct tape, but blue painter's tape. And the reason I have been using blue painter's tape is because I have put duct tape on the ground and found that sometimes the duct tape will damage the floor. And so now I'm going to show a different image of, let me pull that up. Oops, let's see here. Bear with me. I'm going to go to a different window. And let's see here. I have some pictures up. Oh, here we go. And I'm going to now show you the image. Let me see if I have the right image here. You should be seeing, I'm hoping that you are seeing, a window. Yes, okay. It looks like you're able to see this. By the way, if I'm trying to track comments in the windows, tell me right in the comment area if you're able to see this new image of a group of people doing the Trust V activity that was similar to the last photo. And you're going to also see blue tape on the ground. Yes. Okay. So there's a one or two people who aren't able to see it. Tracy now able to see the image. Strip at the bottom of the screen, and you click on an image there. You might be able to see it. Okay. Ken says yes. Needed to click to close the prior window first. Okay, so you might need to close a prior window first. I wanted to show you the first set of images because that was the how I first started playing around with this. Now, what you're seeing is a group of college-age summer camp counselors, and I was working with, there were about 60 counselors in this summer camp training that I did. It was essentially, the goal was to build team and community. And they asked me to address trust issues and explore trust with the group. So I did this activity, but before I did this, I actually led a little skit with one of the head of the staff. Her name is Ruby. And Ruby and I stood in front of this group of 60 people. And first, I shared with them this concept that appears, I first learned about it in Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And in that book, and in subsequent books, actually one by his son, Stephen M.R. Covey, entitled The Speed of Trust, which is a great book, they talk about a bank. Of making trust deposits and trust withdrawals. And so what I did is in front of this group, I worked on a skit. And here was some of the things that I talked about. And I asked the group who was watching us do this little skit. These only took seconds to sort of demonstrate between Ruby and myself. And I asked the group to say, was this a trust withdrawal or was this a trust deposit? And so I'm leading up to doing the Trust V activity. The skit I did before the Trust V. And so what I wanted them to see was that there are things that we call trust deposits, trust withdrawals. So I said, for example, that I was a counselor and that Ruby was a camper and that I told Ruby not to bring food into the cabin that we're sleeping in. And then I secretly ate food in the cabin when the students weren't there. So I'm sort of doing this thing where I'm telling the students one thing, but I, the counselor, am doing another. So I'm curious, in the chat window, would you have referred to that as a trust withdrawal or a trust deposit? Keep in mind, the kids don't know that I have snuck this food into the cabin because they're not there. Okay, many people are writing a withdrawal. Yes, I agree with you that this is a trust withdrawal. All right, I'm not going to read through all of these, but I'm going to give you a couple that I walk through. The reason I'm doing this is because I have found this same method to be useful when leading into the Trust V activity. So here's another one. Ruby and I we're both counselors. We're walking along a path. Ruby bends down, picks up a piece of trash, puts it in her pocket. And nothing is said, and we just continue to walk. You tell me, trust withdrawal, trust with deposit. Which is it? You're right in the chat window there. Yes, okay. Jennifer, Laura say deposit. I am in agreement with you. Gloria, yes, Sandra. And Brian Hunter says neither. And I'm going to suggest that this is a trust deposit because it is subtle. And this is where I wanted to talk about with these college students that there are subtleties, important subtleties when it comes to trust. Now, the Trust V is not subtle at all. That's why I wanted to introduce this idea of subtlety to them, because where the activity that leads into the trust V gets into very important subtleties. Okay. Let me see. I wrote a bunch of them down, of these little skits that she and I did. Let's see here. I'm looking over these. All right. So how about this? I go up to Ruby, and she and I are both counselors. So we're peers at this summer camp. And I go up to Ruby at the end of the day, not in front of anyone, just the two of us are on a trail together. And I say, "Hey, I admire the work that you did with Jane, the camper, today. What was that, a trust deposit or a trust withdrawal?" I'm just telling her that I admire her work. Yes. Okay, so we're in agreement. So this whole idea of trust deposit, trust withdrawals. Now, there is another book, by the way, while I'm thinking of it, instead of reading Stephen M. R. Covey's, and I'm going to write the book here, it's the Speed of Trust, great book, and that's by Stephen M. R. Covey, son of Dr. Covey of the Seven Habits name. But there is another book that's sort of based on the Speed of Trust book, and it's called A Slice of Trust. Oops. And if someone wants to put a link up to Amazon, you could go ahead and do that. So A Slice of Trust is an awesome book that was written by my friend David Hutchins and Barry Relaford. And Barry Relaford happens to be the lead trainer for the Speed of Trust. And the foreword is written by Stephen M. R. Covey for A Speed of Trust. So it is the same idea, written in a very small short book written in parable format. Okay, so now I want you to go back to the images of the Trust V activity. And what we're going to do here is I'm going to advance through these and show you what happens. So the first image we're looking at is essentially the same thing. I'm using the blue painter's tape on the floor again, because duct tape, although you can use it, it can be hard to get up and oftentimes leaves a glue residue. And now I'm going to move on to this, a couple of the next activities. So everyone in the room, I have multiple Trust Vs in this room. For a group of 60, I had, let me think about this, 5 Trust V activities going simultaneously. And I, of course, demoed what this looked like. And then you get to see, let me go back an image. You see the two people who are bent over, they're spotters, and they are at the more difficult part of the challenge. Of course, in a Trust V, it starts off easy, gets harder and harder. It's all challenged by choice. You go as far as you want, and you're not allowed to interlock fingers, by the way. Do not interlock fingers as you do this, because it's people's fingers can get hurt. The other thing is you can't do this on a slick surface, or people's shoes are going to slide, just from a safety standpoint. So now that everybody has done this activity, done the trust activity, I have them pause. And now what we're going to do is I'm going to see if I can share a different screen with you. Oops. Let's see. I'm going to close out of this screen, and I'm going to come back to that in just a second. But I want to show you the handout that I now give the participants. In this case, they are students. They were all college age students. I'm going to show you this document. Let me pull the right one up. All right. I'm thinking that you should be able to see this now. Yes. Okay. You should be able to see an 8.5 by 11, what is an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that has 2 columns in it and 4 rows. And put in the chat window there if you're able to see this document. And again, you might have to click on something. I'm still getting used, by the way, to the Uber conference. All right. So most of you can see this. So for those who can't see this 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, is, excuse me, this 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper has two columns, and the images are, it's not an image, they're actually words. And one of them, these are, I print these out, and each person in the group, it sounds like there we've got somebody who's got a little bit of noise going on. I'm going to see if I can figure out where the where that noise is coming from. Okay. Oh, good. So it sounds like everybody's muted now. Apologize. All right. So here's what the card. So the, each person in the entire room, all 60 people, get a copy of this document. And the essentially, they are also given scissors, and they're going to write their name on each card. And that's the number one thing that they're going to do. Kids. And you would make your own cards. And the other one, another one says leading peers. Another one says compassion with others. Another one says compassion with self. Then speaking the truth to others. Speaking truthful with myself. I'm sorry, being truthful with myself. And then the last two are loving self and then loving others. All right. And I'm going to see if I can. Oh, we got some noise here. Sorry about that. Now I'm going to go back and see if I can figure out. There we go. One of the callers was having some difficulty. So now. Everyone in the room has written their name on each and every card. Everybody's got eight cards. And now what they're going to do, and I'm going to show you this. I'm going to go back to the pictures. And let's see here. So everybody's written on their cards. They're now working in small discussion groups. And now what they're going to do is they're going to place their card inside the V. And this is, they get to choose where they place their card. Now, I'm going to show you an image. Let's see here. I'm going to scroll down. There is an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that I'm going to make available to you. And by the way, I'm going to share all these cards with you and this, the actual written instructions, not destructions, but instructions. Written instructions on how to lead the Trust V game in and of itself, but then I actually haven't completely written up this twist to it, so that's why I'm leading this call. And then I'm going to ask for your questions for clarity so I can get a really good write-up of this. So inside the V, before people start placing their cards down, I want you to look at this 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper that I today in the V. And it has an arrow pointing to the opening of the V and the other to the point of the V. And it says, less of a stretch for me and more of a stretch for me. Now, less of a stretch for me points to the point of the V, the smaller area. And the more of a stretch for me, again, you can see where the metaphor is going in here, is that that's to the opening of the V. And you can see here in this image that people have started placing their cards down on this inside the V. So they are making a statement, making a sort of a revealing where they are to the rest of the group. Now, and here's an image that I'm showing you of a group of people who have already placed down all of their cards inside the V. And they are now having a discussion about patterns that they see. This is one of the questions that I ask a group is I'll say, do you see any patterns evolving from this? And people will stand around this and talk and share ideas about what they see. And then some people after a discussion will say, oh, you know what? You've caused me to think about this in a different way. I'm going to move my card. And so you'll see this happening. In fact, that's what's going on in this picture right here is that there was someone picking up a card and moving it to a new location based on the conversation that they just had. So I am this is the concept behind this. Now I'd like to open it up for anyone who would like to ask a question or make a comment, or maybe you even see a twist that I didn't even see to this game. And Larry Pearson says, "Hi, Tom, I don't see the pictures." Larry, you might have to click on a film. I'm calling it the film strip at the bottom of the screen. If you're logged in, you should be able to see those pictures now. Let me see if this helps. Oops, nope, hold on. Let me try again to show you the pictures. See if this helps. Okay, I'm going to hold on there. All right, so it says broadcasting my screen. So you should be seeing my pictures. And let me know if you're able to see these pictures now. Larry, I don't see your response yet, so I'm going to assume that you see the pictures. And depending on your internet speed, and Kemi says no, you don't see the pictures yet. I'm going to be putting these pictures up again. Says broadcaster stopped. Not sure why you're not able. So, several of you can't see the pictures. You should be able to see these right now. My machine says that they're broadcasting from this end. Okay. Let's see here. Some of you, I'm hoping, were able to see these pictures of all of the cards spread out all inside the V. And so if you have a question, please, let's see. Thomas says, each time you share, we need to click on the button to allow the share. Oh, okay. So Ken says, make sure you click on the button to allow the share. And Jennifer says, how many folks would you recommend for each V if they're working in a large staff? So I'm about to head to Portland, Oregon, Friday morning. I'm going to be working with a group of 60 people, and I'm going to be leading this activity. And so I'll have a group of around 10 to 12 on this activity on each V. So I'll make the V typically before the group walks into the room, and I'll generally have 10 to 12 people per V. I will mention that Andy switched to Google Chrome and all is fine now. It could be that your browser might be affecting your ability to view these. What is the instructions for moving the cards? I saw the pictures. So I'm going to reiterate, once the first stage is for everyone to try the Trust V without, I don't even introduce the cards. What I've introduced is the idea of a trust deposit and a trust withdrawal beforehand. And then I do the Trust V. Then everybody stops and sits on the ground. I have them, or sits in chairs, and I hand them out the piece of paper or with scissors. In this case, I had them. In this particular case, everybody had to cut out their own cards. So then they, or they could have ripped them out, and they write their name on each card, and then they place them on the ground where the V is the pointiest. That's less of a stretch for them, and where the V is the widest, that's more of a stretch for them. For them personally, I guess you know, it just made me think that you could do this as a team, what they believe is true for the team. So I'm hoping that you see these viewing this in Google Chrome resolve the issues. So if you're having any issues, it sounds like use Google Chrome. Okay. And then Ken says, and then when you stop sharing, we need to click again to close that share. So two clicks each time you change your share window. So there you go. Thank you, Ken. I appreciate your pointing that out. Again, I'm more or less new to using this or getting more practice using Uber Conference, which is, by the way, a Google product. So any other questions about this? And I'm going to take the I'm going to close this window so I can see if I can unmute anybody. Well, I'll leave the pictures up. Go ahead and write in the chat window if you have a question about what I have been sharing about this game. And I will see if I can answer your questions. All right. If there are no questions, then I'm going to, or if anybody not just has a question or comment, and I can also, let me close this window. I'm going to stop the sharing. So we're sharing this window. It should share. All right. All right. So I'm now having a little difficulty on my side with sharing let's see, I'm going to have to hit the stop sharing button. There we go. Okay. So are there any questions or comments about I led here? And for some reason, I cannot get back to the screen where, back to dashboard. Okay, hold on. Well, I'm going to, because I'm not apparently not able to, for some reason, Uber Conference will not allow me to get back to the screen where I can see everyone. And so you're going to have to write your questions in to the comment window. I will say this, that I am going to post the pictures and descriptions today. They'll be up at the IATF website, just the public website. I'm going to post it on the homepage. And let me post in the chat window what page I'm talking about. That's IATF Connect. I'm sorry. Yeah, IATFConnect.com is where I'm going to post the instructions. And that way you can see what's going on there. What did you think about this? And if you would, write in the chat window, and then I will know which person to unmute on your call or on the screen on my end. Without that, I think we got put on hold from somebody else, some hold music, and I'm not able to yet figure out where that hold music is coming from. So if anyone has a comment or question, please write into the chat window, and I will be happy to answer your questions. Actually, I had a good turnout today. So anyone, I'm scrolling on the, let's make sure that. Typing into the chat window. Okay, so how did you come up with the statements on the cards? Sandra writes, you mentioned the deposit withdrawal. What was the takeaway? So, Sandra, let me see if I can unmute just you. All right. So it looks like you're unmuted. So, what were you asking with that question? What do you mean takeaway?
When you started, you said that you kind of set the tone about asking about withdrawal and deposits, kind of setting the tone. But what did the audience, the participants take away from that? You know, was it purely a team building activity or what?
Well, my intention is to introduce and particularly this group, young people, to the whole concept of trust deposits and trust withdrawals. So for many of these students, many of these young people, these are terms that they've not yet heard. If you go into what I have found is if I go into a group like this and I simply just say, we're going to talk about trust, it is such a loaded conversation that what I have found is that one way to start the conversation is this idea of trust deposits and trust withdrawals. And I also mentioned to groups that everybody makes withdrawals, whether you intended to or not. And sometimes the withdrawals are just like a bank account, bigger, and sometimes they're smaller. And it is possible to go bankrupt, to keep making withdrawals to the point where there's nothing left, right?
Okay.
And so it's this idea of, you know, even going into the trust V activity, that how we approach the activity. Like if you and I are partners, Sandra, and you're trying to take this seriously, the game seriously, and I'm not, I'm just being silly, then I'll talk this over with the group. Is that a deposit or a withdrawal? And is it only individual, or can it impact the entire team? Because some of our withdrawals are not just individual. It's a withdrawal from the entire account, from the team. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So anytime going into an activity where and by the way, prior to this, in this particular training, I had been playing with this group, doing some games out in a field. So I wanted to have a distinct transition from, oh, we're not doing the playing stuff. We're kind of moving into an area where it's trust. There are consequences to what we do. And sometimes they're long term. So that was my intention with that.
But that was beautiful. Thank you so much, Tom.
You're welcome. And Sandra, I just muted you so that you don't have to worry about muting yourself on your end. And let's see. So someone wrote, it says unknown on my side. How did you come up with the statements on the cards? Ooh, that's a good question. I actually don't remember exactly how I came up with those initial ones, but I only wanted to have a page worth 8 of them because I thought it could get out of hand pretty quickly. So imagine, you know, if there's 10 people on each trust V and each person has 8 cards, that's 80 cards that are going to be filling that area. And at first I thought I was going to do more cards, but I didn't. So I have been using these cards just because it lends itself well to the way I facilitate. You can create your own cards. So, you know, like you might not, with a business group, you might not say loving self, loving others. On the other hand, I have used loving self and loving others. It all depends on the group. That's my take on that. Will you give us the address again? So the address that I'm going to post the instructions is www.iatfconnect.com. It is the main public website for the IATF. And I'll put up some photos. Again, you're going to have to rely on this description that I gave today and the photos that I gave you and the other handouts to take this activity from the typical trust V to adding this component with the cards that gets people to have a discussion about, you know, where they need to stretch. So Andy writes, would you use this activity before or after a group project? Andy, I'm not sure what you mean by group project. So let me see, Andy, Andy, I'm going to see if I can unmute you. Are you able to hear me, Andy?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I can. So what did you mean by group project?
I think I'm looking more maybe of a group project that requires a team to produce something. Either they succeed very well or they didn't succeed very well. So either as a, you know, what do we do well? I just see a way looking at it as a possible evaluation, or how might we fail because of, you know, the information on the cards that we don't respect others or something.
Uh-huh.
And then if we didn't do well, what aspect of on those 8 cards didn't we do to get the sale or to get the business or to the client?
This is a good question. I'm glad that you've asked this. I actually haven't yet tied it to a specific team that's working on a project outside of themselves beforehand. Now, I have in this scenario that I gave you in the pictures that I shared today, did talk about it in terms of, so camp is about to start in 4 days. Hundreds of kids are going to be filling this camp, right? How is this? We did have a discussion about what they shared and how this is going to impact how they move forward. So I've never done it on a project like to address an issue that has already happened. But that's a neat challenge. I think it would be interesting to do that.
Or even if, as a facilitator, if you saw of the 12 people on a particular V, all of them had loving others as a farthest stretch, you know, how would you coach that?
So are you saying, are you asking how I would coach it?
Yeah, you personally, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So if someone says it's difficult for them to love others, gosh, how would I do that? All right, so if this was...
The whole team, or 8 of the 12 people, are saying that's the biggest stretch for them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one, I think that the greatest insight is gained when the group says, wow, do you all see what I see? You know, look at that. We're about to have, you know, hundreds of kids show up on this camp property, and 8 out of the 12 people in this group doing this activity have clearly stated it's a big stretch for them to love other people. How is that going to manifest itself? What do we need to do, or what insights do we need to gain as a community about that? You know, how would that play out? So, you know, some of it, my take on this first would be to ask the group to apply meaning to that, because some people might say, you know what, I knew that coming in, and that's why I wanted to do this. And so my intent this year, this summer, is to address this. That's that. So I put that here, and I did it. Now, other people might say, you know what, I didn't realize that until I put this on here. And so you might have people who are just now dealing with that, you know, saying, gosh, you know, I didn't ever think that it's, you know, I can love myself. Typically, it's, I have to say, from my experience, most people, most summer camp counselors will say they have an easier time loving other people and have a harder time loving themselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, so what does that mean? So then there's the question of it's the classic, you're on the airplane, and, you know, what is the instructions when the air oxygen tank or oxygen masks come down and you're traveling with a minor? Who do you take care of first? You know, it's, you got to take care of yourself in order to be able to take care of other people. So how is it possible to love other people if you have difficulty loving yourself? You know, to what degree can you do that? So this activity can turn into some pretty deep conversations that will, you know, it's the what's said here needs to say here. We need to honor and this sure. space that we're creating, because it can happen, and I have seen it happen, where people reveal things is that they didn't realize that they were going to reveal.
Mm.
So great. Thanks. Yeah. Thank you for your question.
Yeah. I like the idea of just saying, okay, what do you guys see out here? And then let them converse with it. So great. You've got my question. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're welcome. So, and I think Andy brings up a point here of, so if you're in a room, like I'm going to be in a room with 60 people next week doing this activity at a Boys and Girls Club, or an association of Boys and Girls Clubs, I'm going to be doing this activity. The way I debrief this is I trust these professionals to have a conversation that is valuable. And I walk around and listen in and make myself available for clarification. And then I will typically have sharers from the entire group. And so that's a large group facilitation tool. Not that you have to do this with a large group. You could do this with a group of 10 people, 8 people, and it will still work well. So Joseph is still here. Thank you for typing that in. And Larry, you wrote that this makes you think back to the teleseminars on speed of trust and the slice of trust and they make the economic case for a trust to get buy-in. Yes, there is definitely an economic incentive to work on and establish and expand trust. And that's what the books are great for, is understand, because some people are motivated when you start putting a dollar figure to it. Other people, like these summer camp counselors, they're not thinking in terms of pay or salary. What they're thinking of is, can they make a difference in the lives of the kids, and how are they going to experience camp with each other, with a staff of 60 people for the entire summer? That's what they want to, they would like to be able to leave the camp and say, wow, that was a great experience. So any other questions or comments, if you could post that in the comment area, or if you'd like to make a statement, I can unmute you. And this is your opportunity. Sometimes the chat window, if there's a delay on my side and I haven't seen your chat, I apologize. So I should see that. Okay. Well, it doesn't look like there's any other questions. If you do have a question, you guys are welcome. Andy's on. Feel free to send me an email, and I'm going to get this information up. So start looking. Give me about an hour, and I'll post that up there. I'll leave it up today, and then I'll take it down. And it'll just be at the top post there. And for some people, they'll have no idea why I posted it there. But you guys can download the information. Okay, thanks so much. I'm glad that you were here and we had this time together, and look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye-bye, everybody.